To the residents of the District of Columbia, thank you for trusting me with this awesome responsibility.
Another big shakeup in D.C. politics. Councilmember Kenyon McDuffie says he's stepping down from his council seat and possibly gearing up for a run for mayor after Mayor Muriel Bowser said she would not be seeking a fourth term. McDuffie announced his resignation during his final legislative meeting today.
Public service is much like seasons, and I believe in knowing when it's time to step forward into a new season.
He plans to leave office January 5th. What are his future plans? McDuffie joined us to talk about it.
So what ultimately pushed you to decide to step down from the council after more than a decade?
I decided to step down because I believe in really moving on to other ways of serving the more than 700,000 residents across all eight wards of the District of Columbia. And it was indeed bittersweet for me because I've been on this body for over 13 years, and having it be my final legislative meeting as a member of the Council of the District of Columbia was tough. But certainly I'm excited about what is to come in a new year.
So you've hinted that this isn't your final chapter in politics. You're alluding to it right there, that you want to continue to serve, continue to lead in the city. Are you prepared to talk about a possible run for mayor today?
I will talk about it in the near future. I think it's going to be important for me when I am ready to discuss that decision and what my plans are, that I have a conversation directly and personally with residents across the District of Columbia. The love I have for the fight to make our city fairer, safer, more affordable, and frankly, more opportunity rich for every resident across every ward is just something that I can't get out of my system. It's my passion and it's my purpose.
Is it fair to say you're strongly considering a run for mayor?
I think that's fair. What I've heard in conversations that I've had across the city, speaking with residents where I'm in the grocery store, doesn't really matter where I am. Residents really encouraging me to make a run. But they also are talking about the challenges that they're facing, the priorities that they have and that they'd like to see in D.C. government. And when I hear them talk about that, I know firsthand that those challenges are real. Residents are still feeling the pressure of rising costs. They're talking about this federal administration and Congress together posing the greatest threat to our city's autonomy since the establishment of home rule. And so you've got people and working families who are worried about their safety. And it's not from just ordinary criminals. It really is from the deployment of federal immigration officers and militaries from other states. And so there are a lot of issues that residents across the District of Columbia are grappling with right now.
I'm really glad you mentioned D.C.'s autonomy. I was going to ask you specifically about this because whoever is going to be the next mayor faces really tough questions about how the city is going to navigate challenges from the Trump administration, including how the administration has repeatedly tested D.C.'s self-governance and autonomy and continues to do so. What do you think the next mayor should do that's different from what Mayor Muriel Bowser has done?
The next mayor is going to have to fight tooth and nail to protect the city's autonomy and to protect our citizens' basic human rights and civil rights. We cannot have federal officers and law enforcement from other states, National Guard or otherwise, tearing families apart on the streets of the nation's capital. And my background as a civil rights attorney, I've always believed that we can keep our city safe and we can do it in a way that's just. We're going to fight to make sure that we are partners when we need to be with the federal government. But I believe that people just really want some basic improvements in the quality of life. They want a champion. They want a fighter for those things.
Do you think Mayor Muriel Bowser has been a strong enough fighter against the Trump administration? And I only ask that because Bowser has received quite a bit of criticism over the past year for, in some cases, appearing to appease the Trump administration and President Trump himself, especially as it relates to the law enforcement surge in the city.
We greatly appreciate the surge of officers that enhance what MPD has been able to do in this city.
Do you think that she has fallen short on that in some cases?
I believe that she loves her hometown. I know that to be the case. And I know that my background as a former prosecutor and a former civil rights attorney in the United States Department of Justice, I bring vision, I bring strength. And when I think about what the future holds for our city and my role in it, I know that I want to continue to fight to protect our residents and really create pathways for residents to have a fair shot at economic prosperity. I think far too many people feel like the city's unaffordable for them. I think that those people should be able to live in the District of Columbia and not just get by, but to thrive in an environment where we are making sure that resources are reaching the people who need it the most.
All right, sir. A lot to watch in D.C. politics for sure. Thank you so much for your time tonight. We appreciate it.
Appreciate it, Nick. Take care.
That is the now outgoing D.C. Councilmember Kenyon McDuffie. If he runs for mayor, by the way, McDuffie would become the second major candidate to enter the race. His council colleague, Janice Lewis-George, has already declared her candidacy.